when you're poor, you have a very, very, very small tolerance for mistakes. If I pop a tire or, God forbid, break a wheel, I'm like financially like 3 months. Whereas today, I could total my car and go buy another one at the dealership like tonight. Like, it doesn't matter.
I've seen a lot of poor people have more motivation to succeed because they didn't have those things growing up. And so they don't take them for granted. A lot of them ended up in really interesting careers because they would push themselves. A lot of the private school kids, quite a few of them had everything handed to them and just no motivation whatsoever.
I don't think that's true at all. No way. I would fight to the death on that. I went to a private school and then I went to a public college and my was blown the fuck away when I saw the difference in educational outcomes. If you see like 1,000 people in a area, the only ones you're going to see after some time are the people that made it out. Mm-hmm. And then it's tempting to say, well, I know a lot of people from really bad backgrounds that made it out like really well. So maybe everybody can do that. And it's like, well, those are probably the exceptions to the rule rather than the rule itself.
I've noticed like one of the most destructive things that you can do to a kid is to give them everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they feel totally entitled and then they don't feel like they have to work for certain things. Don't you feel like that in a sense could be replicated by a government that potentially gives out too many handouts towards people?
With everything in life, there's a balance. You're not looking to give them all the answers. You're looking to give them all the tools and all the opportunities. A kid should still be challenged in education and challenged in life, but you want to make sure they have the appropriate tools to deal with those challenges. Some level of like tension, some level of adversity is really healthy for you because you develop a tenacity to deal with other problems later in life, but it can't be never-ending adversity and trauma. Based on like the amount of like traumatic experience you've had as a child, you can like make so many predictions on bad physiological outcomes, cardiovascular disease, lifespan, all sorts of things based on trauma endured as a child. So